哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to everyone.
今天早上我们继续以追求神国的征服第三作为讲题，大家一起互相的勉励。
And this morning our topic is to seek true blessings in God's kingdom, and it's the third part of the series.
请打开马太福音第六章三十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
马太六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
六章三十三节。
Matthew 6:33。
三十三节，你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well.
我们这一次的主题是先求神的果，神的义。
Our theme this time is seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
早上前两天我们学习的。
Just like we have learned for the past two days.
人生你总要追求某些东西。
There must be some pursuits in your life.
大部分人只会追求世界。
Most of the people pursue for the world.
追求到最后的结果，有可能得到，有可能得不到。
And the conclusion is that they may have received the world, they may not.
如果得不到。就会觉得很空虚。
And if they didn't, they will feel empty.
得到有时候更空虚，觉得得到也不过如此。
And even if they have received the world, they will find even more emptiness in it because there's nothing.
还有世界会带来忧虑。
And the world brings anxieties.
你拥有越多，烦恼也会越多。
The more you have, the more sorrows and worries you carry as well.
所以我们要追求更属灵的、更有福气的事情。
Therefore, we must pursue for what is more blessed.
这主耶稣给我们一个方向。
And our Lord has given us a direction.
你要求，你就要求他的果，他的义。
When you pray and ask, you should ask for His kingdom and His righteousness.
寻找属灵的。
You should seek what is spiritual.
你才会有平安喜乐。
Only then you will find peace and joy.
还有，当你在追求信仰的过程当中，神会把你需要的一切都加给你。
And furthermore, when you're pursuing after God, He will bless you with what you need.
你不用特别特别拼命的追。
You don't need to spend special efforts to chase after them.
你就尽你的本分。
Do your duty.
但是神不会让你缺乏。
But God will not find you lacking.
所以可以说两样都有。
Therefore, you shall gain both.
所以你想要单一方面的人生，还是你想要两样都有的人生？
Do you want a single phase of life, or do you want both phases of life?
很多信徒信了主之后还在追求世界。
Many members after they have converted to God, they still pursue after the world.
信心不冷不热。
Their faith is lukewarm.
把自己搞得很累。
And they are very tired.
生活也没见证。
They have no testimonies in their lives.
结果得不偿失。
And they have gained nothing.
好，那现在我们继续来看，那怎么样得到，怎么来追求这个信仰？
And now we're going to look further into how we should pursue for our faith.
从主耶稣登山的宝训，我们来继续来讲。
From the Sermon on the Mount, we're going to continue.
你要追求神的果，一定要内心洁净。
To pursue or to seek the kingdom of God, you must be pure in heart.
我们看马太福音的第五章第八节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
马太福音五章的八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.Verse 8, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
这里说清心的人有福了。
In this verse, it said, Blessed are the pure in heart.
因为这个人啊，一定可以看见神。
For these people shall see God.
看见神就是对神有体验。
Seeing God means they have experience of God.
可以得到神的福气。
And they shall receive blessings from God.
也看得清神的旨意。
And they could also understand the will of God.
我们知道，如果你跟一个人如果能够见面呢，你们的关系就会好。
We know that if you're able to see a person or meet a person face to face, you can establish good relationships.
如果这个人不愿意见你面，大概你也休想从他身上得到什么好处。
And if this person refuses to meet you face to face, then you can forget about getting anything from this person.
因为他可能讨厌你。
Because he probably dislike you very much.
不想让你看到他的面。
He does not want to even see your face.
那哪一种人可以看到神的面？
And what kind of people shall see the face of God?
我们看那个诗篇二十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 24.
三到四节。
3 and 4.
诗篇二十四篇三到四节。
Psalms 24, verse 3 and verse 4.
24篇
Psalms 24
第三节,
verse 3 3 Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place?
我们请AV调一下，这有点回音，这里声音有点大，AV帮后面的帮他调整一下。第四节
Verse 4 He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully.
这里说哪一种人可以站在神的山看到神的面?
It tells us what kind of people shall stand on the hill of the Lord and see his face.
其实就是主耶稣所讲的守节心清。
It is what our Lord Jesus said to have clean hands and a pure heart.
手这代表行为。
Hands means your conduct.
你的手干净，代表你的行为是正的。
If your hands are clean, that means you have good conduct.
但是手的行为从哪里来呢？
But where does the deeds of the hands come from?
一个人的思想主导他所有的行为。
A person's thoughts would direct his conduct.
思想正了，行为就正。
And if your thoughts are pure, your conduct is good.
你思想歪了，行为当然就歪了。
If your thoughts have gone astray, then your conduct will have gone astray.
所以怎么叫做清心呢?
So what does it mean to have a pure heart?
所以说清心，你就是动机很纯正。To
have a pure heart means you have a good, a clear motive.
我们知道做什么事情最重要是动机。We
know that whatever you do, you need to have a motive.
但是动机往往是别人看不见。Motive
is usually invisible to the eyes.
譬如说你为什么来教会?
For example, why do you come to church?
你可能有很多不同的动机。
Perhaps for many different reasons and motives.
你可能没什么事，所以就来教会一下。
And perhaps because you have some free time on your hands, therefore you decided to come to church.
或者是你不来了，怕别人会怎么看你。
Or probably if you feel that you don't come, how would other people view you?
这父母会骂你。
Your parents may yell at you.
传道会打电话给你。
The preacher may call you.
但是你也不用，你也放心。我现在也不打电话给人了。But
rest assured, I no longer make phone calls anymore.
觉得来不来自己决定。你要天国要不要进，我不会太过求大家。Whether
you want to come to church or not is up to you. Whether you want to enter into the heavenly kingdom, it's also up to you. I will not force you.
主耶稣快来，要不要得救自己决定。Our
Lord Jesus is coming. Whether you want to be saved, it's up to you.
那你有可能另外一个动机就是我来。 我就是为了要拜神。
And you may have another motive, which is coming to the church to worship God.
别人怎么看我，我不是很重要。
It doesn't matter how others view you.
这种动机啊，是神才看得见。
This motive is what is seen by our God.
但是如果你的动机是对的，你心很纯正的话，思想也很干净的话。
If your motive is clean and clear, and your thoughts are pure, and your hands are clean.
好像那个水啊，当那个水是很干净的时候，你一看就看到底了。
You're likened to water, a very clear water that you can see right to the bottom.
有一些海滩啊，那个水真的是好像一看就看到底。There
are some beaches with very clean water where you can see the sand at the bottom.
但是有一些呢就很脏啊，你下面根本是看不到什么。Well,
there are some waters that are so dirty you can't even see through it.
所以神也是看我们的内心。So
God looks into our inner hearts.
神看到我们的内心的动机如果纯的话，他就会让我们看见他。
And if God looks into our heart and see that our motives are pure, we shall be able to see Him.
让我们对他有体验。
And we shall experience Him.
那往往很多弟兄姐妹常常说我对神没什么体验。Most
members say that I have no experience of God.
你说我祷告，我有祷告啊，但是祷告我没体验。And
when you tell them to pray, they will say that I did pray, but I felt nothing.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
不是你没祷告，是你没有清心祷告。It's
not that you have not prayed, rather you have not prayed with a pure heart.
你祷告的时候杂念很多。When
you pray, you have a lot of other thoughts with you.
提摩太后书2章22节。Let's
turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
提摩太后书2章22节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
2章22节。
Chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 22, so shun youthful passions that aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart.
所以说祷告啊，一种阻碍。
Here it tells us where the stumbling blocks of a prayer are.
就是一个人的私欲。
It is your desires.
所以如果一个人要祷告，一定要战胜他自己的私欲。
If a person wants to pray, the person must first overcome his desires.
逃避他的私欲。
To shun youthful passions.
不单只是少年人有私欲。
Not just young people with passions.
中年人也有私欲啊，只是私欲不一样。Even
middle-aged people have passions, but of a different kind.
老年人也有私欲。
Seniors also have passions.
只是可能少年人比较多私欲。
Perhaps the youthful ones may have more.
比较想看一些有的没的，眼目的情欲。
You might want to see things that you can't, the lust of the eyes.
身体刚刚发育，很多荷尔蒙，想要做点什么事。
Your body is just developing and it's full of hormones. There are some things that you want to do.
但是其实啊，一个人没断气啊，私欲还存在。
But before a person gives up his last breath, that person would always have passion.
你欲望很多，你祷告的时候都没有办法清心。
If you have a lot of desires, you're unable to have a pure heart and to pray.
比如说，你祷告之前你在打电动。
For example, before you pray, you were playing a video game.
哇，在电动里面在杀人，哇，杀得很开心。
And in the video games, you were killing people. You're very happy.
好了，妈妈叫你说停下来，我们要祷告了。
And when your mother tells you to stop and it's time for prayers,
你祷告得下去吗？
Do you think you can pray?
你一闭着眼睛就拿着枪在杀人。
Because when you close your eyes, the first thing you see is you're picking up a gun and killing people.
我在祷告之前你在追韩剧。
Or before you're praying, you're watching dramas.
看得很感动，看得哭了半天。
And you are very moved. And you are crying.
把自己带进去那个女主角那边。
You have brought yourself into the characters.
觉得好浪漫，好幸福。
You feel that it's very romantic. How wonderful.
看了五六个钟头。
You've been watching for 5 to 6 hours.
好了，现在要祷告了。
Now it's time to pray.
或者等下我要去教会了。
Or later on you're going to church.
你闭着眼睛不是看到耶稣啊，就是看到男主角啊。
When you close your eyes, you're not seeing Jesus. You're seeing the characters in the dramas.
哪有办法清心呢？
How are you able to have a pure heart?
有一些人来到教会的心还在外面。
There are some people who are in church physically, but their heart is not in the church.
手机一直看，看看有没有人找你。
They keep looking at their cell phone, wondering whether anyone is looking for them.
现在人呢，好像如果没有人找的话，就好像很没有价值一样。
And in these days, it seems if nobody is looking for you, you have no value.
哎，有人找了，马上看一下谁找。
And if someone that is looking for you, you immediately take a look at what the message is about.
其实啊，这个心就不清，你来教会就浪费了那几个钟头。
So your heart is not pure, it's not pure, and you're wasting your time.
所以我们要想想自己的心在神面前，现在没有麦克风了，要调好一点。
So let's think.
大小声，帮他一下，后面帮他听一下，因为你的声音。OK， 所以心要清洁。
You must have a very pure heart.
才能够得见神。
Then you shall be able to see God.
好，那我们来。看马太福音第五，再看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章，这里说清心的人有福了，我们必得见神啊。
It says here, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以你不清心，你就见不到神。
If you do not have a pure heart, you will not see God.
再将这个图这里说啊，下一个图啊，太多的欲望，有时候我们太多欲望。
For example, the slide shows sometimes we have too much desires.
有时候太多的烦恼。
Sometimes too much sorrow.
有时候来到教会跪下去，还在想太多的比较。
And sometimes when you come to church and you pray, you start comparing with others.
有时候很多的怨恨。
And you have too much hatred.
跪下去祷告，还在想说谁对你不好，哇，谁要得罪你。
And when you kneel down to pray, you start thinking about who has offended you.
反正任何东西让你的心不清洁、不纯。
Anything that blocks your heart from being pure,
你就得不到神的恩典了。
Then you shall not receive grace from God.
刚刚所讲到的烦恼、欲望、比较、怨恨，这是很危险的。
Earlier we mentioned your desires, your sorrows, your comparisons, and your hatred. These are very dangerous.
对年轻人来说，当然欲望就是最难控制。
For the young ones, the passions, the desires are the most difficult to control.
对男生来说，就是那种眼目的情欲。
And to the male, it's usually the lust of the eyes.
看到那些电影啊，那些淫乱的一些内容。
Because the movies that you see with adulterous content.
你看完之后跪下来祷告，祷告不下去了，见不到神了。
When you kneel down to pray after watching these, you will not be able to see God.
你的那个影像还是会一直出来。
Because in your mind, you keep flashing those images.
对女生来说，我们喜欢 shopping， 喜欢 online 买东西，看东看西。
And to the women, or to the girls, we like to go shopping, and so we'll be buying things online.
喜欢比较。
We like to compare.
就是来到教会都比来比去，看谁穿的漂亮，谁化妆比较好。
When we come to church, we decide to compare ourselves to others to see who has better clothes, prettier clothes, and prettier cosmetics.
你又买了什么？我又没有买到。
And what have you bought in the week? Or what have I bought?
这样的心不清啊，来教会也是浪费时间。
If you do not have a pure heart, then coming to church is a waste of your time.
有时候我们人在神的殿，但是心看不见神。
And there are times we are physically in the temple of God, but our heart is nowhere near it.
那你看不到神。你就得不到神的带领了，看不见神要带领你的路在哪里。
If you can't see God, how can you see the direction where God is leading you?
所以不是神不见了，或者神远了，是我们眼睛有问题。
It's not that God is far away from you or God has disappeared, rather the problem lies in your eyes.
我们再来看马太福音的13章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
22节。
Verse 22.
马太福音13章22节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. 22. As for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the delight in riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
在主耶稣撒种的比喻里面呢，有一种土地，它很可惜。
In the parable of the sower, there is one ground that seems to be unfortunate.
神的话语的种子也撒到他的心中的土地上面。
The seed of God's word was fallen or had fallen onto this ground.
那个种子也长了一些东西出来。
And the seeds did germinate and sprout.
有这个苗啊，有叶子啊。
There are some shoots and there are some tiny leaves.
但是到某一个情况呢，它都停住了。
But at a certain stage, the growth has stunned.
到最后结不了果子。
In the end, it will not be able to bear fruit.
那为什么结不了果？
Why can't it be fruitful?
因为有很多荆棘把它挤住。
Because there were many thorns that choked it.
这个荆棘就是世上的思虑。 钱财的迷惑,
and these thorns were the cares of the world, the delight in riches.
所以有时候我们当跪在神的面前的时候，还是担心这个烦恼那个。
And sometimes when we come and pray before our Lord, we're worrying about this and worrying about that.
你本来想着多花时间在信仰的追求，做点圣功，但是你世上的事情太多了，太烦了。 You
wanted to pursue after God, you wanted to do more holy work, but the things of the world keep bothering you.
那你可能要调整一下。
Then perhaps it's time for you to adjust yourself.
你心静不下来，你没有办法服侍神，没有办法体验神。
If you cannot quiet your heart down, you will not be able to experience God.
我们一定要把那些荆棘啊，那些没有多出来的那些东西要拿走啊。
We have to remove the thorns and anything that seems to be extra.
这样子的话，我们的心才能够干净一点。
Then our heart shall be pure.
所以我们下一张图告诉我们呢，我们今天要清一清你的内存呢。
And therefore, today it's time for you to clean your internal system.
我们都有手机嘛，我们都有电脑嘛。We
all have computers. We all have the cell phones.
有时候突然间手机啊、电脑变慢很多。And
there are times where you feel that your computer and your cell phone, the processing speed has slowed down.
有些时候呢，你根本 download 不到新的东西。And
there are times you can't even download new things.
里面太多垃圾。
It's because there's too much garbage in there.
这个时候你都要舍弃一些东西。At
this time, you have to choose what you want to keep.
这些 file 反正留着也没有用，把它删掉。There
are some files you have to delete because they are just useless.
这个我们都知道了道理。We
understand all the reasoning behind.
你心中太多杂念。There's
just too much other things in your heart.
没有办法见到神。You're
not able to see God.
所以我们在神面前灵恩会祷告。 求神帮助我们，把我们的心清干净。So
during spiritual convocation, we come before our Lord, we pray, and we ask God to purge us.
像这几天灵恩会。For
example, the past few days.
我们就是应该不要看什么世俗的东西，好好在家里安静祷告，网上聚会。We
should not be watching anything worldly. We should be focusing on the services and have them online.
你一聚完会又跑去打电动，一聚完会又跑去看韩剧，你之前那个。 属灵的恩典就不见了。And
after the service, if you go back to playing your video games, and after the service, you go back to watching your dramas, then all that spiritual things that you have done before have gone to waste.
你都还没有来得及思考、消化，你就把新的东西又倒进去了。You
haven't had the time to think about it, to digest it, but you keep adding more things to you.
我发觉我们不是没听道理。I
find it's not that we do not listen to the sermons.
我们听太多道理。Rather,
we have heard too many,
尤其是你是老信徒,
especially if you are a long-time member.
一个礼拜至少来两堂，一年听多少篇？100多篇。
If you come to church twice a week, you'll be hearing over hundreds of sermons.
10年就1000多篇。Over
10 years, that's over 1000.
但是有时候发觉我们听那么多没改变。But
I find that as we listen to these sermons, we haven't changed at all.
现在不是没听道理。It's
not that we have not heard the sermons.
是听了之后没思考。
But after hearing it, we haven't thought about it.
思考完没行动。
Even if we have thought about it, we have no actions.
听了，听听音乐这样子。
Listening to it is like listening to the music.
常常说，你知不知道某某道理也讲得很好。
Or we say, do you know that certain sermon is so wonderful?
现在这个网络很方便。
With the internet, things have become more convenient.
全世界你要听哪里都听得到。
And you can hear, you can listen to sermons all over the world.
只要是真耶稣教会的，哪一个网，哪一个聚会，都可以听啊。
As long as it is the True Jesus Church, you can listen to any of the sermons worldwide.
我们真的听很多啊。And
indeed, we have heard a lot.
但是如果我们的心如果不把它弄干净，你听再多也进不去。
But if we do not purge our heart and make it pure, then no matter how many sermons you have heard or listened to,
所以我们要把我们的心归给神。
It is still useless. Therefore, our heart should return to God.
我们看箴言23章26节。
Let's turn to Psalms 23.
箴言23章26节。
Proverbs 23.
23章26节。
Chapter 23, verse 26.
我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
什么叫清心?
What does it mean by pure heart?
箴言23章26节.
It's Proverbs 23, verse 26.
就是将你的心给神吧。
Give your heart to God.
你整天所想的, 有没有多花时间想神?
Have you spent your time thinking about God?
想神的话语。
To think about the words of God.
这个世界一直会用很多私欲来侵袭我们。
This world will be inundating you with its things.
肉体的情欲,
the lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲,
the pride of life.
一直要进来,
all these will inundate you.
每一分钟我们都要清啊,
you have to clean or purge yourself every minute.
用神的话语去清啊,
using the words of God.
用圣灵来清,
using the Holy Spirit to purge yourself.
再来我们看回来, 马太福音第5章第9节。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5. Let's read verse 9.
马太5章第9节.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为天国是他们的啊，他们被称为神的儿子。
9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
啊，另外一个追求神国的征服的关键，就是要追求成为一个可以使人和睦的人。
And one of the goals of being finding favor in the eyes of God is to be a peacemaker.
人也可以把它分成两种。
There we can categorize humans into two groups.
一种人，他去到哪里，只要他出现，那边就会吵架，那边就会有问题。
The first group of people, wherever they go, they create problems.
另外一种人呢，他去到那边呢，哎，本来有问题的，结果因为他的存在，问题就变小了，甚至就没有了。
The second group are the problem solvers because of their existence. All the troubles either go away or become smaller.
那我们要追求啊，如果你得到神的果，一定要追求使人和睦。
If you have received the kingdom of God, you should pursue to become peacemakers.
那为什么神要我们使人和睦？
Why do people want us to make peace with others?
因为神的果本身是一个和平的果。
Because the kingdom of God is one of peace.
我们看罗马书14章17节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书14章17节.
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
这是神的国，不在乎公义，不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神同在的地方，它一定有和平。
Where God dwells, there you shall find peace.
地上的国啊，谈不上和平的国。
The kingdoms on the earth are not one of peace.
你看多少国家里面有发生了内战。Take
a look at the countries around the world. How many of them are experiencing civil wars?
就算没有内战，他在政治上面也是斗争的很厉害。And
even if they weren't experiencing civil wars, there are political infighting.
当政治上面解决不了了，就可能出动军队，就是要打内战。When
problems cannot be resolved politically, the next thing will be the army coming out, and there shall be a civil war.
因为这个世界是被魔鬼辖制。
This world is controlled by the devil.
魔鬼就是要人家斗争，要人家彼此的争吵。
The devil wants people to fight amongst themselves.
破坏人的关系。
To ruin interpersonal relationships.
但是神呢？神的来到就是要使人和好。
But the coming of the Lord is to make peace.
因为主耶稣基督就是本身使我们和好。
Because the Lord Jesus Himself will reconcile with us and make peace.
我们看以弗所书2章13节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
以弗所2章13节.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
2章13节.
13, chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ.
14节,
14, for he is our peace who has made us both one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility.
这里说, 主耶稣啊, 他使我们与神和好啊,
it says here that our Lord Jesus has made, has reconciled us with God.
本来神跟我们很不好的,
in fact, initially our relationship with God was terrible.
因为我们得罪了神,
because we have sinned against God.
欠神太多,
we owe God too much.
你想想看, 如果你欠人家几千万, 你跟那个人的关系会好吗?
Imagine if you owe people tens of millions of dollars, do you think you'll have a good relationship with that person?
你欠了钱又还不出来, 那个人会喜欢你吗?
And if you owe that much money but unable to repay, do you think that person will like you?
当然不会,
of course not.
我们人欠神太多了,
we have owed God too much.
罪的重担, 亏欠了神,
the burden of sin, we have fallen short of God.
还有了天天得罪神,
and we offend God every day.
有一些人就不认识神,
there's some people who don't even know God.
跟神作对,
and they oppose God.
心中骄傲,
they were proud.
所以人跟神的关系怎么会好?
So how can the relationship between God and humans be good?
因为神很生气啊,
God is angry.
但是呢, 主耶稣基督来到世上,
but Lord Jesus Christ came into the world.
他借着他的血,
through his blood.
啊, 替我们赎罪,
he has redeemed us.
这等于说跟神说, 哎呀, 你就原谅他们, 我替他们死。
It's like unto telling God, forgive them, I will die on their behalf.
好了,这个债没有了。
Now that we have cleared our account, of course God will be good to us.
主耶稣基督本身就是个中保, 这是使两项成就了和平。
So our Lord Jesus, he is our peace. He has broken down the dividing wall of hostility.
等一下我们要领圣餐那个关键很重要。
And this is a very key point in receiving the Holy Communion later.
主耶稣为我们牺牲, 我们才要跟神有和平的关系。
And our Lord Jesus sacrificed for us. That is why we can have peace with God.
主耶稣是带来医治, 带来平安。
Our Lord Jesus brought with him peace.
所以今天如果我们心中有伤痛啊, 我们来找主耶稣。
And healing. That is why if you have experiencing pain in your heart,
你家里有问题,
you come before the Lord.
要靠主耶稣。
If there's any problems at home, you have to rely on the Lord.
别人没有办法解决你的问题。
No one else can resolve your problems.
只有全家回到神面前, 才有办法解决问题。
Only when the whole family return to God that you shall find a resolution.
夫妻不和, 那夫妻都要悔改, 来到神的面前, 才有办法解决问题。
If there's hostility between spouses, both must come before the Lord to repent.
你跟那个人不好, 两个人都悔改, 来到神的面前, 才能够和好。
And you have bad relationship with another person, then both must come before the Lord to reconcile.
好了, 主耶稣都要为我们, 成为和好。
And our Lord Jesus, because of us, has made us one.
所以我们自己本身也要为身边的人带来医治跟和好。
Then we ourselves must also become peacemakers to bring peace to others.
那怎么样可以使人和好?
How do we reconcile to others?
这个就不容易了。
This is not an easy work.
我们来看哥罗西书3章12节。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书3章12节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
3章12节,
Chapter 3, verse 12.
所以你们既是神的选民,圣洁蒙爱的人,就要存着怜悯,恩慈,谦卑,温柔,忍耐的心。
12. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience.
人与人之间要帮别人和好啊, 自己先要有以下的这些品格。
If we want to make peace with others, we ourselves must possess these qualities.
否则的话, 我们自己可能成为争吵的一份子。
Otherwise, we will be part of the party that created chaos.
你想想看, 你自己如果常常都跟人家吵架, 你怎么样使别人跟别人和好?
Imagine if you are constantly in quarrels with others, how do you make peace with them?
那我们怎么样才不会跟人家斗争?
And how would you not fight with others?
我们心中有怜悯。
You must have compassion.
这个人对我不好, 哦,怜悯他。
This person has treated me terribly, but I must have compassion on him because he didn't understand.
心中很缺乏爱,
and he lacked love in his heart.
没有关系, 我心中有神的爱, 我要帮助他。
That is fine. I have love. I have the love of God in my heart.
啊, 你心,
I can help him.
心中有谦卑,
if you have kindness,
哎, 你得罪我没有关系, 我可以接受。
It's fine that you have offended me. I can still accept it.
我要学主耶稣, 主耶稣都被人家欺负了, 我被人家欺负也算什么。
And our Lord Jesus has been bullied by others, so this bulliness that I'm experiencing is nothing.
很温柔。
And you must have been meek.
诶, 这样的人啊, 就不会跟人家吵架。
And people who are gentle will not pick fights.
吵架是要两个人啊。
You need two people to start a fight.
一只手拍不起来, 要拍两只手拍才拍得起来。
You can't clap your hands with one with just one hand.
别人想跟你吵, 你心中很温柔很谦卑, 他想跟你吵也吵不起来。
If other people wanted to pick a fight with you, but you are gentle in your heart, there is no way a fight can start.
好了, 当你自己有这些品格的时候,
when you have these qualities,
好了, 第13节,
verse 13,
神会给你一个工作,
God shall give you a job.
你碰到这个人与那个人有嫌隙,
if you find that one person has a complaint against another,
哎, 你看到这两个人吵架了,
you see two people quarreling,
比如说你家里,
for example, in your household,
哎, 你看到, 你的兄弟姐妹在吵架了。You
see your siblings quarreling.
或者是你的太太跟你的媳妇吵架了。Or
that your wife is having a quarrel with your daughter-in-law.
或者是你身边的人在吵架了，怎么办呢？
Or the people around you were quarreling. What do you do?
通常有两种的可能性。There's
two possibilities.
一种人，这是大部分人会做的事。One
is what most people would do.
叫做火上加油。That
is, you add more fuel to the fire.
大家知道什么叫火上加油吗？
Do you know what it means to add more fuel to the fire?
这个火都够大了, 你还嫌它不够大, 加点油, 让它更大。
That the fire is already burning, but you're adding more fuel to it so that it will burn even higher or faster or hotter.
别人跟你抱怨,
when people complain to you,
哎呀, 你知道吗? 他真的对我很不好, 那今天怎么怎么怎么样?
Do you know this person is treating me really badly? This is what he did.
好了, 你为了要讨好他,
in order to find favor with that person,
哎呀, 真的, 怎么可以这样子?
Really, is this true? How can he do this?
哦, 太没道理了。
This is so unreasonable.
你都不分青红皂白, 没有了解整个事情, 你就站在他那边了, 因为你想得到他的好感。
Without understanding the situation clearly, you decided to choose a side to stand with.
当然他好像很喜欢你啊。
It seems you're finding favor with that person, and that person seems to like you.
你有帮助, 你有帮助到这个整个事情吗?
But have you even helped to resolve the situation?
你只让他觉得他自己更对。
All you have done is make that person feel that he is more right.
不单是我觉得他坏, 连我这个朋友都觉得他坏。
Not only I feel that that person is bad, but even my friend feels that he is bad.
他都更不会改。
That person will never change.
你有当和平的使者吗?
Have you become a maker of peace?
更糟糕的是对方也来找你了, 他骂那个人也来找你了。
What's even worse, the other party comes seeking you as well.
你知道吗? 其实不是这样子。
Do you know that's not the way how things fold out.
哦, 那你要听一遍, 要讲另外一遍的话, 见人讲人话, 见鬼讲鬼话。
And then you have to listen to the whole story again, and you have to say words that will comfort that person appropriately.
哦, 在两边传来传去。
So you see both sides talking bad about each other.
都讲对方坏话, 都替对方讲好话。
And they're all talking bad behind the other person.
这样你就引发世界大战。
And in fact, if you are joining them in this fight, you are actually causing a world war.
这个就是我们很大的破口。
This is one of our major breaches.
所以圣经这里说,
so our Bible tells us,
倘若这人与那个人有这些争执, 有一些嫌隙, 一些误会, 或者是一些吵架, 有一些冷战呢,
if one has a complaint against another, they are fighting against themselves.
这个时候你要进去呢?
And you should intervene.
你要进去做什么?
What should you do?
不是听他讲有的没的, 也不是帮他判断。
It's not to listen to their story or to judge on their behalf.
你不要想你这张法官, 你不是法官。
Don't think that you're a judge because you're not.
也不要好像看球赛, 我是哪一边。
Or like watching a football game, which side you're on.
我们要劝啊, 劝什么?
We actually have to persuade them.
彼此包容。
Tell them to forgive one another.
为什么要彼此包容?
Why do they need to forgive one another?
这bearing啊, 这是担当的意思啊, 这个包容啊, 永远是担当。
Why should they bear one another?
是,他很不好, 但是你要担当他, 你不是批评他。
They forbear one another, yes, they're not good, but you should still bear with one another, not complain.
你年纪比他大, 你比较懂事, 你就包容他一点。
You are older in age, and therefore you should be more understanding and should forbear that person.
你是长辈啊，你跟年轻人计较做什么？
You are one generation above the other. What? Why are you seeking?
你灵性不是比较高吗？ 你就包容他一下。
You are older. Why don't you forbear them?
啊，你跟小孩，你跟那个年轻人就说了。
And you say to the young one.
老人家虽然不懂你想什么，但是他还是你长辈。
The older person may not understand what you're thinking, but he's still one generation above you.
你想想啊，他父母为了付出的也很多啊。
As a parent, he or she has given up a lot of things for you.
所以你就两边都讲好话。
So you should be trying to say good words to both sides.
最重要是你要 叫大家说，我们要彼此饶恕啊。
Furthermore, you should try to have each party forgive the other.
没有说他是对不起你，但是主耶稣要你怎么做
？Yes, that person may have offended you, but what does the Lord want you to do?
主耶稣要来给你考试啊。
Our Lord is actually giving you a test.
因为主耶稣说，你不原谅人，他也不原谅你。
Because our Lord Jesus says, if you do not forgive others, He will not forgive you.
那现在主耶稣给你一个考卷，就是看看你要不要我得到我的原谅。
Now that God has given you a test, and He's asking, do you want to be forgiven by me?
如果你不原谅他，可以啊。主耶稣以后也不原谅你。
If you don't forgive that person, that's fine, because our Lord will not forgive you anymore.
你讲这些话，他就不想抱怨下去了。啊，好了，算了算了，你都不理解我。
And if you say all these words, that person will no longer complain because he will feel that you don't understand him.
没有关系，就不要再讲。
That's fine, just keep things low.
啊，这就是这样子。
That's how you do it.
我们要使人和睦。
You have to make peace with others.
互相的劝诫。
And to resolve problems.
啊，这是有一个例子啊，在这边呢。
Here is an example.
啊，我们来看这个腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第二节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 2.
腓立比书四章第二节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 2.
啊。这里我说，这里保罗说，我劝有阿爹、寻都基都在主里同心。
Two, I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
这里是讲有两个姐妹在腓立比教会都是很重要的工人。
Here are two sisters who are important workers in the church in Philippi.
啊，保罗说了，我也求你这真实同父异母的帮助这两个女人。
And Paul said, I ask you also, true yoke fellow, help these women.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦啊。
For they have labored side by side with me in the gospel.
保罗在这里讲得很含蓄啊，说啊，帮助这两个女人啊。
Here, Paul has said it very
indirectly. 啊，为什么这样子
？Why?
其实这两个女人就吵架了。
In fact, these two women were quarreling.
说实在，教会没有姐妹也是不行。
And it's true that we have to have sisters in the church.
每一个教会都是一样，姐妹比较多啊，弟兄都不知道跑哪里去，然后姐妹也比较热心。
It is true. In every church, we seem to have more sisters than brothers. We don't know where all the brothers went.
煮饭啊，插花啊，厨房啊。
With the cooking, with the floral arrangements.
所以姐妹真的通常来说还比较爱主。
And generally speaking, sisters love the Lord more.
但是姐妹有一个缺点。
That sisters also have a fault.
有时候呢比较小气。
And sometimes they tend to be picky.
有时候呢不是 picky 啊，有时候比较就是比较，哎呀，你讲了我一句，我很难过，我要不要讲回去
？They seem to take things to heart.
啊 ，take things personally 啊，然后呢，很喜欢，就是很多东西放在心里，不容易放开。
And they seem to put a lot of stuff in their hearts, and they will not talk about it.
尤其是一个教会里面有两个很热心的姐妹，两个意见又很不一样。
And there was one church with two very fervent sisters with opposite opinions.
有人说了，一个家庭都不能一个厨房都不能两个女人的嘛，对不对
？There is a general saying that you cannot have two women in a kitchen.
哇，那如果有好几个女人在同一个厨房，也是很容易吵架。
Because you have a lot of women in the kitchen, they will tend to quarrel among themselves.
所以有时候教会的厨房也是这个战斗的地方。
And sometimes the kitchen in the church is also a battleground.
哇，他们一边煮一边讲是非啊，一边吵架。
And you see sisters cooking and quarreling at the same time.
所以灵修不好的最好不要进厨房。
So people who are not spiritually good or stable, mature, they shouldn't enter into the kitchen.
帮忙教会厨房的也要很小心。
And people who help out with the cooking should also be careful.
还好现在新冠肺炎，厨房也关起来，没得进去。教会也安静了很多。
Unfortunately, this time, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the kitchen of the church is closed. Therefore, we have avoided a lot of wars.
不然煮菜也可以吵架。
We see sisters quarreling when they're cooking.
分菜也可以吵架。
They were even quarreling as they were dividing the dishes.
像这个两个姐妹肯定在吵架。
And I'm sure these two sisters were quarreling.
有些姐妹个性又很强。
There are some sisters who are very strong in personality.
这两个肯定是个性很强的。
And these two will probably have very strong personality.
但是你没有他们也不行啊。
But the church still needs them.
如果两个都不说我不干了，那教会怎么办
？If both women said I quit, what's going to happen to the church?
像家里妈妈说我不煮饭了，全部男人没饭吃。
Or in the house, if a mother says I quit cooking, then everybody is going to starve.
保罗说啊，你们要帮这两个姐妹啦。
And that's why Paul says.Help these women.
那么两个都不讲话，然后他们都好像死对头这样子。
They're giving each other the cold shoulder. They're likened to arch enemies.
其实有什么好抵挡的？大家都是神的儿女。
What is there to quarrel about? We're all children of God.
为了什么 芝麻绿豆都是都闹翻了。
And why are they fighting over small things?
其实大家都不是为了神吗？
But in fact, we're all working for God.
为了圣工吗？
We're all working for the holy work.
所以他们两个不讲话，你们就劝他们。
If those two women are not talking to each other, we should be helping them, persuading them.
要怎么劝？就是用刚刚那些原则啊。
How do we persuade them with the principles that we have just talked about?
你不要站在他那一边，你要劝他要原谅。
Do not take sides, but to ask them to forgive each other.
要为了神的工作。
For the sake of the work of God.
弟兄姐妹看着你们这样子冷战下去，这样好吗？
Is it good for the members to see them giving each other the cold shoulder?
还有你问他主耶稣要不要原谅你，你自己想啊。你现在主耶稣给你考试。
And think about it. This is a test from the Lord. Do you want our Lord to forgive you? Think about it.
这两个姐妹这样子，如果听，又陪他去祷告。可能最后就好了，算了，其实也没什么大事。
If these women were to listen to these words and they prayed, maybe at the end they will find that there's actually nothing to fight over.
这个都是要替他们祷告。
These all needs to be prayed.
尤其是你家里，如果有你家里的某一个人跟某一个人哦感情很不好，你要替他们祷告。
If you find that in a family there are two members, their relationship is tense, you should pray for them.
你要劝导他们。
And you should persuade them.
我们做和睦的使者。
We have to become makers of peace.
那另外一方面，我们怎么可以当和睦的使者？
使人和睦。How do we make peace with others or have others be at peace?
下一章告诉我们，我们要停止传舍，不要传谣言。
The next step we should take is stop spreading gossips.
因为圣经说啊，这个谣言呢、啊，真的好像美食一样。
The Bible tells us that gossips are likened to food.
大家都很想听，大家都很想吃。
Everyone wants to listen to it. Everyone wants to have a taste of it.
我们看箴言十八章第八节。
Proverbs, listen to Proverbs.
箴言十八章的八节。
Proverbs 18 verse 8.
十八章第八节，传舍人的言语如同美食，深入人的心腹。
Verse 8, the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body.
大家都知道。传人家的话不好。
We all know that it is bad to be gossipers.
但是大家都很喜欢听别人的八卦。
But we still like to listen or hear the gossips of others.
这个是人的罪性，很难改。
This is the evil side of humans.
啊，对别人的东西很有兴趣。
Very interested. We're very interested in others.
对别人的软弱，对别人的丑事很有兴趣。
Very interested in the weakness of others or to hear. The bad side of their lives.
说实在，人家的事关你什么事
？In fact, what has these people's lives got to do with yours?
你来教会做什么
？What's your purpose of coming to church?
来拜神呢
？You come to church to worship God.
不是来教会当雷达，接收各方的消息，看谁家里要怎样。
You're not here being a radar to receive information of all the other families.
我们来到教会，应该对别人的那种私事，不关你的事，应该没有兴趣。
You shouldn't even express an interest in the personal affairs of the others.
那如果你要分享你的信仰体验，我很有兴趣听。
If you want to share your life of faith with me, I'm very interested.
如果你要跟我讲别人怎么样，对不起，我没兴趣听你这个。
If you want to tell me about the gossips of others, I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
如果教会大家都有这种心态
，If this is the attitude of every member,
教会就不会有八卦，就不会有传舌。
Then you will not be hearing any gossips in the church.
那如果大家都很喜欢听，那这个八卦都停不下去。
Then if everyone, however, is interested in listening to gossips, then you will continuously be hearing gossips.
没听众讲的人就没有对象可以讲。
If there is no audience, there's no one to tell it.
这里说啊，这个传舍其实伤害主耶稣的身体很严重。
Actually, gossips hurt the body of Christ.
我们这个身体本来很和谐的，这个各方面的平衡都很好的，就很健康。
Our bodies actually is at it's in balance.
啊，如果你身体的这些化学元素啊，各方面如果不平衡的话，你身体就生病。
If the chemical components in your bodies are not in balance, your body will fail.
这个传舍啊，这些八卦的事情会分裂基督的身体。
Gossips tend to divide the body of Christ.
影响大家的感情。
It will affect the relationship of members.
还有传舍本身是罪。
And gossip itself is a sin.
好，下一章很重要。这句话我觉得蛮有意思的。他说啊，传舍就是魔鬼的电台。
I think this is a very important slide. A gossip is the devil's radio.
不要当这个魔鬼电台的广播员啊。
Do not be his DJ.
哎，这个是真的。
This is true.
下次啊，如果有人要跟你讲一些有的没的时候
，Next time if somebody were to gossip to you，
你心里面要赶撒旦了，替他。
You should be casting Satan out in your heart.
魔鬼来了。
The devil's come.
魔鬼要传播，要分裂教会的。
the devil has come here to broadcast his messages to divide the church.
我们不要当魔鬼的 DJ 啊。
Let's not become a broadcaster.
我们要来传神的话。
We should be broadcasting the words of God.
信仰的体验，分享见证。
We should be sharing our testimonies of faith.
对一些没造就的，我们真的是不要去传。
Anything that is unedifying, we shouldn't be broadcasting them.
这个就是我们特别要注意来当和睦的使者。
And this is a point that we need to take note of to be peacemakers.
所以下次当别人要跟我们讲什么的时候，
Next time someone were to gossip to you,
要非常的小心。
You should be very careful.
好，再看回来马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
Slide 21. 马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
马太福音的第五章第十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 10.
念读。
Verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里说要追求神国，最后一个秘诀就是要追求能够为主受苦。
And it says here, to pursue for the kingdom of heaven, we should be pursuing for being persecuted for the righteousness' sake.
Seeking to suffer for the Lord. 我们要追求能够为主受苦。
We should be seeking suffering for the sake of the Lord.
我们通常这样叫信耶稣，都说哎呀，信耶稣我平安有喜乐，对不对？
We often say that come believe in Jesus, you shall find peace and joy.
布道会的时候比较不会讲说你信耶稣一定要受很多苦。
During evangelical services, we tend not to say that if you believe in Christ, you'll be suffering.
但是其实我们要不要信主之前，心中要想自己问一个问题。
But before we come to believe in Christ, we should first ask ourselves this question.
你走上这条路其实要付出代价的。
That you have to pay a price to walk on this path.
我们看那个使徒行传14章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 14.
使徒14章22节。
Acts chapter 14 verse 22.
14章22节。
14 verse 22. 22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
保罗还有他的同工回去兼顾信徒的心。
So Paul and his co-workers were strengthening the souls of the disciples.
为什么要兼顾他们的心?
Why strengthening their souls?
因为这些基督徒信了耶稣之后，被犹太人逼迫得很厉害。
Because these disciples, after converting to Christianity, they were persecuted by the Jews.
不是开玩笑了，那些犹太人真的追着他们来打。
It is true that the Jews were chasing after them and beating them up.
保罗自己他们就刚刚被人家用石头打到昏掉。
And Paul himself was stoned to the point that he fainted.
你看那19节啊。
If you read verse 19.
保罗他们呢，被石头打，他打到以为晕倒了，以为是死掉了。
Paul and his group, they were dragged and stoned, and they thought that he had died when he was fainted. So they dragged him outside of the city.
不晓得保罗是装死，还是真的被打晕了，好像死掉这样也好，不然的话，他真的打，继续打，打到死为止。
We don't know whether Paul pretended to be dead or he indeed had fainted. If he hadn't, he would probably be stoned to death.
但是被石头打也是一种很痛苦的经验。
But being stoned is also very painful.
但是保罗呢，他。 脑震荡醒过来之后，他又跑进去那个城市里面。
Paul, after awaking from his faint, he went back into the city.
哦，那要就鼓励弟兄姐妹。
And he went to encourage the brothers and sisters.
我看啊，保罗如果不进去鼓励弟兄姐妹啊，可能大家都跑掉了。哎呀，信耶稣，如果信到你这样子哦，又被打又晕倒，差点没命，我们也不高兴啊。
I believe that if Paul hadn't returned to the city after he was stoned, the members would have been dispersed because nobody would want to believe in Christ, having to suffer to be stoned and to be almost dying.
但是保罗不怕死。
But Paul was not afraid of death.
好，还是要进去。
He still went into the city.
告诉大家。
And he went and told the members.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
已经开始这条路了，不要回头。
You have started on this journey. Do not turn back.
因为你进入神的国，本身就会遇到很多的困难。
Because when you enter into the kingdom of God, you will face many tribulations.
保罗说，信仰是不容易的。
Paul had said that faith or your faith in God is not easy.
信仰有两大不容易的地方。
There are two things that are not easy when we come and believe in God.
第一，真的信仰是要改变你自己。
One is that when you truly believe in the Lord, you have to change yourself.
不是来听一听道理，唱两首诗。
It's not coming to the church, listen to the sermon, and sing a couple of hymnals.
耶稣说，你要舍己。
Our Lord Jesus says you have to deny yourself.
好，背起十字架。
To carry to carry the cross.
跟随耶稣,
and follow him.
这个是不容易的,
this is not easy.
改变自己很不容易,
it's not easy to change oneself.
每天我们都要跟自己争战,
every day we are battling.
第二个不容易,
the second thing that's not easy.
当如果外面有力量想要阻止你信主,
if there are external forces preventing you from believing in the Lord,
可能来自于家庭,
perhaps this comes from your family.
可能来自于政府的迫害,
or perhaps it comes from persecution from the government.
甚至可能命都有可能没有,
and in fact, you could lose your life.
那你会不会继续?
Would you still continue?
对保罗来说, 他要继续,
to Paul, he would continue his journey.
因为他知道这条路去哪里,
because he knew where this journey would lead him to.
再辛苦,
and it may be difficult, but this path leads to the kingdom of God.
我忍一下, 我经过了这个,
if I bear with it, I pass through all these persecutions, I will enter into the kingdom of God.
这个就是为了跟随主, 他知道有代价, 但是他不计代价,
and he understood that traveling on this path, there are prices to be paid, but he's not afraid.
英文叫, no matter what is the cost, 我知道代价很高, 但是我不管,
and no matter the cost, he's still willing.
因为我知道这个是值得的,
because he knew it's worth it.
因为我得到的是要永生,
he knew that he shall receive God.
好, 如果你没有这样想法, 你没有办法可以, 哎, 真的是遇到迫害的时候的坚持下去,
and if you don't have this thought with you, then when you face persecution, you will not be able to maintain yourself.
弟兄姐妹, 我们现在2020年, 这个世界变得很多, 但是至少在地球的这个地方, 我们的信仰是很自由的,
and the year is 2020, the world has changed a lot, but at least in this corner of the world, we still have a freedom of religion.
但是以后会变怎么样, 没人知道,
what's going to happen in the future, no one knows.
或是人生有时候我们遇到一个关键的分水岭,
and sometimes we have come to a critical point.
你要决定我要不要继续坚持这个信仰,
you have to decide whether you want to continue on with your faith.
当我们如果知道信仰的价值,
if you understand the value of your faith,
我们就勇敢地会踏出去,
then we will take the bold step forward.
因为主耶稣要我们跟随他,
because our Lord wanted us to follow him.
啊, 所以愿主耶稣帮助我们,
may our Lord help us.
我们来唱诗,
let us sing a hymn.
433首,
hymn number 433.